Chris Shea spent 5 years on the West Coast training with various theater companies. He was inspired by what he learned there and came to Dayton to expand on the experience. He started with an idea.
Tailgate theater was what I called that concept. Because, you know, people get really excited about sports and they'll grill out and they'll party. And I would love to see us get to a point where people have that same kind of energy and excitement regarding theater and other art forms.
Shea started contacting people he thought might be interested in a theater project. Phone calls, emails, and personal contacts led to the development of a production staff. Auditions were set, actors were chosen. The result is a project called Free Shakespeare. Shea says it developed more as a festival event than a tailgate party, but much of the idea remains the same, a casual event featuring art exhibitions and live music, and a Shakespearean performance where people can rediscover the power and beauty of language.
And monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Thus, with imagined wing, our swift scene.
Over the next few weeks, Free Shakespeare happens in four very different venues. The first performance kicks off this weekend on downtown Dayton's Courthouse Square. With the first performance coming up this weekend, the actors have gathered on the square for a full run-through of the play. They're doing Hamlet. Archaic costumes and soft, fluid Shakespearean language make for an interesting contrast to the surrounding cityscape. Highbrow meets high rise. Chris Shea says the setting could also make for an interesting performance.
Tonight's actually our first time rehearsing here, so we don't know if people are going to kind of wander through Denmark while they're cruising through downtown. You know, we may get panhandled during the show, and that just will add to the excitement and the intrigue.
From Courthouse Square, the company moves on to the Antioch Amphitheater in Yellow Springs, the University of Dayton's Art Street, and Wegerson Gardens Metro Park.
I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to provide a lot of challenges. It's going to be a different show every time we go to a different venue.
Elizabeth Harris is one of 13 actors in the show. She plays Hamlet's mother, Gertrude.
I mean, obviously, we're going to have a tight show, and it's going to be the same show we've rehearsed, but the different venues are going to give a different atmosphere. I think it's going to be fun.
So you've got the potential for building a following.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, you could start with the first one and go to every venue and probably see something different every time you go. Absolutely. So, yeah, come and be a groupie.
Being a groupie to the arts can be difficult for people when money is tight, they're unemployed, or worse. So Free Shakespeare founder Chris Shea says the program's purpose isn't just about liberating Shakespeare's works from the confines of history. It's about making the arts accessible, in this case, free. Actor and co-director Greg Hall summed up the troupe's mission like this.
We're just trying to put together a program where people can afford to come out and see the theater and, you know, experience some language that they don't usually get to experience and just tell a story that's hundreds of years old.
Everybody, we need to get in our places.
Peace! Break the off, see where it comes again.
In the same figure, like the king that's dead.
Thou art a scholar. Speak to it, Horatio.
Looks at not like
Free Shakespeare's Hamlet plays at various locations through August 8th. You can catch up with them on Facebook. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.